Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll fulfill a couple of requests, celebrate the Count's birthday, and listen to this past week in recording history. Listener George from Odessa, Ontario, Canada, wrote to ask for a couple of songs by the Boswell Sisters. So here's the first of two sets, each containing one of George's requested songs.
I dream. ties must be broken, for life can't be that way to wake me and break me. My future just passed, caught in the blue for your distance. You can at least do this. Sometimes a girl encounters resistance. Help me to win this war. Here on my arms may he find illusion there. Look in my heart, there is no confusion there. Now that I'm loving, I'm living at last. My future just, all my life I've lived without him. I'm not satisfied without him. My future just.
Frank Silvano in 1933 with Abe Lyman and his orchestra, and You're My Past, Present, and Future, written by Mack Gordon and Harry Revel. Before that, it was the first of two requests by listener George. The Boswell Sisters and My Future Just Passed, with Martha accompanying on piano, from October 3, 1930. My Future Just Passed was composed by Richard Whiting, with the lyric by George Marion Jr. We begin the show with Ben Selvin and his orchestra, June 22nd, 1931, and Let's Drink a Drink to the Future. Sounds like a good idea to me. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, August 21st, marked the birth in 1904 in Red Bank, New Jersey, of pianist, composer, and bandleader William Basie, better known as Count Basie. He began playing locally in the early 20s and then in New York. He toured for several years with vaudeville shows, but when he became stranded in Kansas City in 1927, he began working as a theater organist. In 1928, he joined Walter Page's Blue Devils in Kansas City and then Benny Moten's band the following year until Moten's death in 1935, whereupon he worked solo and formed a small combo. The band broadcast from the Reno Club in Kansas City and in 1936 moved to New York, where by 1938 they were playing at the Savoy Ballroom and the famous Door. Basie's composition 1 o'clock Jump served as the band's theme song and became a jazz standard. The band was often on the West Coast in the 40s, appeared in a number of films, and remained popular into the 1970s. Count Basie died April 26, 1984. Here's Count Basie. Thank you. Hot stuff! Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra with Count Basie on piano, December 13, 1932, and Prince of Wales, W-A-I-L-S, written by Elmer Scoble. Before that, it was Count Basie's Kansas City 7, September 5th, 1939, and Lester Leaps In, written by and featuring Lester Young on tenor sax. We began our little tribute to Count Basie with the quartet of Count Basie on piano, Walter Page on bass, Joe Jones on drums and Fred Green's guitar, and The Dirty Dozens, recorded November 9th, 1938. The Dirty Dozens was written by Rufus Perryman, better known as Speckled Red, who had recorded his own version in 1929. William Count Basie, born August 21st, 1904.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
We love to get email, so if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, or if you have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic, you can send them to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Oh, George in Odessa, Ontario, Canada, are you listening? Here's your other request.
Let's pretend what happened didn't happen. I was all to blame, I realize. I've been waiting for a chance to tell you, sweetheart, I apologize. It's all my fault, yes, all my fault. I didn't mean to make you cry. You really ought to know how I love. It's all my fault, and I'm afraid that if you ever say goodbye, you'll surely break my heart. That's why I'm blue. You know I wouldn't want to hurt you. The longest day I live, I wouldn't want to grieve you, so please forget, please forgive. I'm sorry, dear, so sorry, dear. I even made one teardrop fall. Sorry, dear, because it's all my fault. It's all my fault, yes, all my fault. I didn't mean to make you cry. You really ought to know how I love you. Oh, my darling, it's all my fault. And I'm afraid that if you ever say goodbye, you will break my heart. That's why I'm blue. You know I wouldn't want to hurt you. The longest day I live, you know I wouldn't want to grieve you. So please forget, won't you forgive? I'm sorry, dear, so sorry, dear. I even made one teardrop fall. Sorry, dear, because it's all my fault.
I must admit I'm getting thin. It's all your fault, so I'm putting the blame on you. Can't eat or sleep, I don't feel right. I walk the street from morning to night. It's all your fault, so I'm putting the blame on you. Really think I've lost my mind. Talking to myself I find, because you treat me so unkind. What am I to do? A crazy nut I'm doomed to be, because you won't be nice to me. It's all your fault, so I'm putting the blame on you.
Was oh so white, but everywhere that Mary went, the fleas would always bite. Oh, it ain't no fault of mine, oh, it ain't no fault of mine. If the garlic makes the baby strong, it ain't no fault of mine.
Fred Sugar Hall and his Sugar Babies with the vocal by Arthur Fields, and It Ain't No Fault of Mine from April 16, 1929. Before Fred Hall and Arthur Fields, it was Don Redman and his orchestra with the vocal by Harlan Lattimore and It's All Your Fault from April 26, 1933. If it wasn't Fred Hall's fault and it wasn't Don Redman's fault, it must have been Connie Boswell's fault, which she admitted on January 9, 1933, with It's All My Fault. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, and available on demand anytime at all online at radiofreeworld.com. Listener Ron is from here in Southern California, but was recently in Chicago and sent in a request for some songs about the Midwest. So here to start off a segment of Chicago songs is Sonny Clay's Plantation Orchestra.
Thank you. love with Jazz Chicago. She deserves a hand from you. Who's as clever as Chicago? Always starting something new. You hot steppers, you must give in. That's the land where the blues begin. So don't ever rest, Chicago. Give the credit where it's due. Oh, blues singers, those heartbringers who saw ballads to the nation, who furnishes the lot red-hot Chicago. Musicians with ambitions to warm up an orchestration, who gave them what they've got, red-hot Chicago. Dance, rhythm, and song come from Chicago's loop. If you think I'm wrong, then you're a nincompoop. When flappers and heel tappers want new brands of syncopation, who's Johnny on the spot, red-hot Chicago?
Some Chicago songs for listener George. We began with Sonny Clay's Plantation Orchestra and a record made in Los Angeles on February 2, 1926, Chicago Breakdown, written by Jelly Roll Morton. The plantation in Sonny Clay's Plantation Orchestra refers to the Plantation Cafe in Los Angeles. Chicago Breakdown was followed by Little Joe from Chicago, a piano solo by Mary Lou Williams, recorded October 12, 1939. Pianist, composer, and arranger Mary Lou Williams was born Mary Elfrida Wynn in Atlanta, Georgia, on May 8, 1910. She began studying piano at about age 6 and became known as the Little Piano Girl. At age 15, she went on the vaudeville circuit with Seymour and Jeanette and then joined the dance band of John Williams. She made her first recordings with John Williams' jazz syncopators in the mid-20s. They soon were married, and both joined Andy Kirk's orchestra in 1928, where they remained throughout the 1930s. After Little Joe from Chicago, we heard Phil Napoleon, Miff Mole, Sam Lennon, Rudy Weedoff, Frank Signorelli, and Jack Roth as Jazzbo's Carolina Serenaders, and Chicago from September of 1922. Chicago was written by Fred Fisher. We finished up with Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians and De Silva, Brown & Henderson's Red Hot Chicago. The vocalist on that January 10, 1930 recording was Fred Waring.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
It's time now for that segment of the show we call This Week in Recording History. So called because we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. And here to begin this edition of This Week in Recording History is Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. Thank you.
moon is shining, Barbara, I'm blue. Barbara, my heart is pining, Barbara, for you. Let me build a cozy bungalow for you, where a million rosy posies grow for you. Together we will find the silvery lining, Barbara, I love you.
as I can be. Ain't you got no sympathy? Oh, baby, woe is me. You were right, and I was wrong. I keep singing the whole day long in a mournful minor key. Oh, woe is me. Every night the sky is moonless. Every day is a dismal day. Every song I hear is tuneless. Please forgive and let me live again, huh? Woe is me. Now I know I was crazy to let you go. Love, you got me up a tree, tree. Whoa, whoa, whoa with me, yeah.
Fats Waller and His Rhythm, August 20th, 1935, and Woe Is Me, written by James Cavanaugh, Dick Sanford, and Robert Emmerich. Before that, it was Ben Selvin and his orchestra with an unidentified vocalist on August 13th, 1929, and How Am I to Know, written by Dorothy Parker and Jack King. That was preceded by Sam Lennon and his orchestra as The Texans and Barbara, composed by Abner Silver with the lyric by Billy Rose. That was recorded August 19th, 1927. We began that set with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra and Shaking the Blues Away. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.